Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground. Don't let your bad breaks go getting you down.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and that's my website too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Mike Menzies is our guest. Mike, congratulations, and thank you for 15 great years as a member of our Brain Trust.
Well, James, it's been my honor, believe me.
15 years, folks. Mike, ago this month, Mike joined us, and it's been a great partnership ever since. He's taught us so much about how to work with banks, how to become a better banking customer, how to get a loan from a bank, how to talk to bankers, how to help them help you. And Mike, it's been the information and the knowledge that you've shared with us has just been invaluable. And on behalf of small business owners everywhere, I want to thank you for being an independent community banker.
Well, thank you, sir. As you know, James, the compensation of a community banker is, in fact, helping someone accomplish their dreams.
Yep.
And that's the pay we get. You know, we don't get $10 billion bonuses, but we love to help people accomplish
and
their dreams.
And he's right about that, folks. I know them, and they're like that, and I hope you know that, too. Mike, a couple of things. What are rates going to do over the next year or so, interest rates?
Well, I'll tell you exactly what rates are going to do. And my quote will come from a wonderful man who you may have recalled, a guy named Louis Rukeyser.
Yep.
And Louis had a television show called Wall Street Week.
It's a great show.
And he addressed our ICBA convention one year. And
I heard him.
We were
I
told,
heard him
make
speak.
Sure you... Yeah, he was just a wonderful guy. And Cam Fine, who's our executive director,
yep.
said, make sure we ask him a question or two. So I... nervously stood up, and I said, now tell me, Mr. Rukeyser, in front of 2,000 people, exactly what are interest rates going to do? And he pensively thought and looked back, and he said, I'll tell you exactly what they're going to do. They're going to fluctuate. They're going to fluck down, and they're going to fluck up. So they're going to fluctuate. But certainly the contemporary belief is that the Fed would like to find a way to get out from underneath quantitative easing.
You mean quant-eternity?
Yeah, quant-eternity. And Miss Yellen, who will be the new Fed chairman, is
yep.
an extremely bright lady, a very capable
gal. Were you happy about her selection?
Absolutely.
Yeah, good.
I think she'll do a great job. And so I think it's obvious that they'd like to find a way to back out of quantitative easing, which means a slow and methodical and consistent repricing of interest rates for a recovering economy. And their burden, obviously, is sitting right there at the Capitol and the inability of Congress to deal with a budget and to deal with our debts.
Mm-hmm.
So... they're in this little bit of a proverbial trap. They need to stimulate the economy. They need an economic recovery. They want a recovery. And the uncertainties coming out of Congress with respect to an inability to deal with reality are seriously encumbering the ability of the Fed and the ability of our economy to really get into full swing. So hopefully we're reaching that point where they find that they have to make decisions in Congress.
Right.
That they have to do something. They have to move forward.
Well,
I don't know that they have the ability.
Number one, to make a decision and move forward, and number two, that it would be one that would benefit anybody. I have no confidence in Washington at all, and I'm concerned about. I know that. That the Fed needs to be changing their approach toward liquidity. They're putting $85 billion a month of money that they're minting out of fresh air into the economy. But Mike, it's not getting into the economy. It's staying on Wall Street somehow, because you and I both know your bank's not benefiting from QE. My small business is not benefiting from QE. Unemployment is not benefiting from QE. The economy still stinks Wall Street is at record levels right now. What's wrong with that picture, Mike?
Well, it's true that that the quantitative easing is basically generating revenue for the largest banks and security houses
exactly.
of the land, because they're the ones that are trading the securities that are generating the profits that come from the excess liquidity.
Yeah,
I mean that's as obvious can be. I think the real challenge that we face, of course, is that today the Federal Reserve continues to control interest rates and therefore the value of the dollar as a reserve currency. The challenge is if the world markets say, I don't like your credit anymore.
That's the problem.
I agree.
Hey, Mike, I've got to wrap it up, unfortunately. It's great to have you on the show again. Thanks again for 15 great years. Come back again real soon.
Thank you, James.
Mike Menzies, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.